the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, where, as always, we're working on your financial freedom. My name's Mike Harrison. I can't tell you how happy I am to be with you today, and I appreciate you tuning in. Today's show, I'm going to explain a principle and a mathematical equation that has not only changed my life, it has changed my investment strategy. It's changed how I look at financial strategy. It's changed how I invest, for sure. It's changed my net worth dramatically. It's the one principle I revisit several times annually, really just to judge my progress, look for ways to improve it, stay on track. I'll tell you, this principle led to a complete paradigm shift in my life. It's something I had really never been exposed to or never even thought about. And I hope to expose many of you today and to get many of you thinking in these terms, because it is a paradigm shift. It is a life-changing equation. It is a life-changing principle. It'll shed light on what true financial independence really is. So I hope you can stick with me for the entire show. This might be one of the more important shows I've ever done. Like it or not, most people don't even consider this equation until they retire. And even then, I would tell you that retirees or soon-to-be retirees really have this equation all wrong. They're not really seeing the components for what they really should be. And I'll tell you this, many retirees really believe they're financially independent. If you ask them, you go, "Hey, are you financially independent?" They'll go, "Well, I'm retired, aren't I?" That's not what I ask. Are you financially independent? Are they? Some are. Some, I can argue, they're not. I can tell you if they believe financial independence is getting a Social Security check monthly from the government, pretty dangerous. That's not independent in any way, shape, or form. And I can also argue that if they're pulling a bit of savings out of a stock or mutual fund, then many of those retirees are not necessarily financially independent. Obviously, it has to do with the size of the fund, how much they're pulling out on a monthly basis, quarterly basis, whatever they need to live in, performance of the fund, and most predictable of all, how long will they live? That's the one question you can't really answer. So for a retiree to say that they're financially independent, but their financial means is based on an accumulation of savings, depending on the size of the savings, I'm not sure how independent you really are. Now, if you've got several million dollars in that, tens of millions, and you're barely touching it on a monthly basis, yeah, you're independent. But I would say that's the exception and not the norm. So what is this equation that changed my life and caused this paradigm shift? Well, I call it RONW, or RONWA, return on net worth. What is your return on your net worth? It's nothing more than a mathematical equation as a percentage. And the greater that percentage, the better off you are. I'll tell you this as we unpeel this show, and we're going to do a deep dive into return on net worth. I'll tell you this right now, that the overwhelming majority, and I would say 75%, I'm probably being very, very conservative on this number. It's got to be greater, but 75 or more percent of American people today have a return on net worth of less than 1%. Less than 1%. And you're listening to me now, and you're probably saying, "So what's the big deal, Harrison? What does that mean?" I'm going to get into that. You're going to have to stick with me throughout these segments as we unpeel this. you can determine your return on net worth by simply taking your passive income and dividing it by your net worth. Return on net worth equals passive income divided by net worth. Now, many of you are going to do this equation at home. If you need help, send me an email. I'm happy to help out. My email address is askmike@luinc.com. askmike@luinc.com. But you should determine your return on net worth. The larger your number, the better off you are performing financially. Now, we need to calculate those two factors. What is net worth? Net worth is simply assets minus liabilities. Assets minus liabilities. Net worth equals assets minus liabilities. So assets, equity in homes, maybe you've got some paid for cars. What's the value of your savings accounts, retirement accounts? Everything, if you were to sell it today and convert it to cash, don't base anything on future earnings or future values. If you were to sell those 3 acres of land and you still have a note on it and you can net 50 grand, then that goes into the equation. Your house, if you have a $300,000 house and you owe $100,000 on it, if you were to sell it for $300,000, that's $200,000 in net worth that you have. Value of savings accounts, retirement accounts, land, stocks, bonds, mutual funds, toys. You got 3 paid for jet skis in the garage. If you were to sell them, what are they worth? Figure out your net worth. Essentially, if you were to sell all your possessions, everything you own, what would that value be? Then deduct what you owe. Credit cards, right? Credit cards, you have some outstanding loans. Along those lines, deduct all your liabilities. That's your net worth. Come up with that number. Then the other side of it. What is your passive income? I will tell you right now, unless you're a real estate investor, you probably don't have very much passive income. And that's okay. Neither did I. When I first came across this equation 8 years ago, I had no passive income, really just a little bit of interest from checking and savings account. It was minimal. But you need to figure out what that is because we have to have a starting point. And when we come back, we're going to dig more into return on net worth, the equation that absolutely changed my life. My name is Mike Harrison. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Del Wamsley on the economy and politics.
What happens if the economy turns around and goes back down now the Democrats are in power, or inflation becomes rampant and all of a sudden it becomes very difficult to do business? I was listening to an economist the other day and he pulled out this chart of GDP. He said, look, here's what I want you to do. He said, tell me anywhere from 1950 to 2021 where the Democrats took power and where the Republicans took power. He said, point it out for me. And the truth of the matter is you can't tell.
If you're sitting on the sidelines waiting to see what the politicians are going to do, or waiting to see what the economy is going to do, if you're trying to predict the future, stop. Politicians and the economy have no bearing on your success or failure. Only you do. Register for the next live online free workshop. We'll unfold the map to retirement in 5 years or less, regardless of what's going on in the world. It's the same proven strategies we've been using for 30 years through every political party and economic cycle you can think of. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. My name is Mike Harrison. I'm discussing today the equation that caused an absolute paradigm shift in my life and changed my life dramatically because I saw my financial status in a completely different light, completely different. It changed everything for me. Return on net worth. And what is return on net worth? Well, it's a percentage. You take your passive income, okay? And we were talking about passive income in the last segment, but you take your passive income and you divide it by your net worth. And if you missed the first segment, I told you how to calculate your net worth, but it's essentially everything you own today. If you were to convert that into a cash status, what is it today? It's not about future earnings. It's not about what that land might be worth. It's not about that old beat up 69 Camaro that you never restored, what that might be worth. It's what it's worth if you sold it today. So calculate your net worth, and you need to divide that into your passive income. Okay. What is your passive income? Well, what do you have? 8 years ago, all I had was minimal interest from some checking and savings account. That's all I had. I actually owned a rent house, but I owned it in a self-directed IRA. And the irony of that is it did shed off income on a monthly basis, but I couldn't count that as passive income. I didn't know what I didn't know about back then. All that income that rent house provided had to go back into the self-directed IRA. It did not come to Mike Harrison. It was not passive income. It went to the IRA. So I couldn't count it. So I had very minimal passive income. If you're doing this equation now and you're coming out with something low, I'll tell you what my number was. It was 0.0007. Something along those lines. That was where I was eight years ago. The return on my net worth was 0.0007. Absolutely abysmal. But why does this matter? Because the greater your return on net worth, the more financially free you are. And if you can get that return to a certain point, you will be financially free. I first calculated my return on net worth on Saturday, May 18th, 2013. That's when I did that equation. How do I know this? Because I wrote it down. It was that changing to me. You see, that day, I was attending my first financial freedom seminar at Lifestyles Unlimited. If you don't know what that is, it's a two-day class. It's 8 hours per day. I was in Irving, Texas. And this class was being taught by the great Dell Walmsley himself, in person. I'd never met Dell. I'd never heard him on the radio even. But he was teaching the class. I knew he's the founder of Lifestyles Unlimited. And if you don't know, Lifestyles Unlimited started 30 years ago. And it's where Dell teaches people to become financially free by creating passive income by investing in real estate assets. So I'm in that class. I'm excited to be there. I took the class because I did own that one rental home in the self-directed IRA. And I knew I needed to learn to be more effective at being a real estate property owner, but I didn't know how. I knew Lifestyles taught this stuff, so hey, I'm going to go check it out. Let's see what this is all about. So we're in that morning class, and at some point, Dale asked us to take out a pen and paper and jot down our net worth, and then it kind of went through my head, okay, I've got this much equity in my house, we have this much savings, I got this much in 401ks, IRAs. And he said, don't be exact, just take a few minutes, jot down on a piece of paper, come up with as close as you could to your net worth. Home equity, savings account, stocks, bonds, mutual funds, whatever, stuff. What's the value of your stuff? Then after we do that, he asked us to jot down the passive income, all the passive income that we had. Passive incomes, payments on loans, right? If you've made a loan to somebody and they're paying you, that's passive income. It's not W-2 income that you're working for. It's income that's coming into you. It's interest on your savings accounts, earnings on CDs, if you own any CDs, rental income from real estate. They'll ask us to divide those two. Divide passive income by net worth. Like I said, mine was 0.0007. It was actually 0.000772. Again, I wrote this down May 18th, 2013. Now, I didn't know that was bad. That's just where it was. I didn't know where he was going with this. And so Dale went around the room, hey, what's yours, what's yours, what's yours? And I was pleased to find out I fit in with the majority of people. I kind of felt like, heck yeah, this is the American way. What's the big deal? I mean, after all, I had a 401k, I had a self-directed IRA, I had decent savings, I had a good job, I had very little consumer debt because I was a Dave Ramsey guy. What's wrong with that? Then Dale comes this one guy in the room, I remember he's sitting about 10 feet, kind of at an angle toward the front on my left side. And his number was 3.5%. That was his return on net worth, 3.5%. That number, I took my calculator out, was 50 times better than my number. It was an appreciable difference. And Dale Walmsley looked at this guy and he said, "Do you mind if I ask what you do for a living?" And the guy said, "Well, I do a little bit of this and that, but I do own 9 paid in full rent homes." Wow. And with that, Dale shared what we went through, this return on net worth, what it means. You see, the greater return on our net worth, the more likely we will be financially free. And it matters because that concept is 180 degrees opposite of what you and I have been taught our entire life. That's why it was a paradigm shift for me. Return on net worth, I'd never even thought about it. All we're taught the whole time is save, save, save. And then eventually you have so much savings, you can just live off of that, right? They show the old people frolicking in the beach. They've got the hiked up khaki pants and the light pink shirts, and they're dancing in the Caribbean somewhere. That's the commercials, right? That's what they show us. But what if our net worth paid us monthly and quarterly dividends? We weren't drawing off of our net worth. Instead, our net worth was paying us. Complete opposite. Do you see where I'm going? And then we could live off of those dividends. Could we not, at that time, would that not mean that you have financial means into perpetuity up and until the time of your death? If you're getting paid on your net worth monthly and quarterly, it's going to pay all the time. You set these up in these real estate assets. That's why this concept was life-changing to me. That morning, I had a complete epiphany. It was the beginning of my paradigm shift. I realized at that time, at that moment in time, that American society had it completely different. American society, everything that we were taught was to save, 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 stick it in an IRA, a 401k, and then when we're old and we can retire, we bleed those savings down at a small percentage, and we hope to not outlive our money. Instead, return on net worth, invest it and get paid. That's why it was a paradigm shift. I hope I'm getting to you. I hope you're picking up what I'm putting down. My name is Mike Harrison. We'll be right back. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Everyone is asking, is it still a good time to invest in real estate?
We see no indication that for the foreseeable future, and even the unforeseeable future, no indication whatsoever that real estate is suddenly not going to be the best vehicle for creating wealth and passive income for your family. And so that would say that now is the time to get in. And we very rarely talk about this because we talk about cash flow. But now we're talking a little bit about capital gains and what the future brings in that property. Because it's real. At the end of the day, you have all your cash flow, but you've got this nice capital gain when you sell. And the inflation that we see and the reasons for it are going to continue. And we're going to see great capital gains at the end of the line when we sell these properties.
Get in on the next free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Warning. Listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name's Mike Harrison. And as always, we're working on your financial freedom, and I'm talking about a big piece to financial freedom today, and that is, what is your return on net worth? What is your return on net worth as a percentage? The greater that number, the better off you are, my friends. And I'll tell you this right now, if you're not a real estate investor, you probably don't have a lot of passive income. Your net worth is probably fine. It's probably great. But what is that net worth paying you? What is it paying you? Completely different concept, complete paradigm shift. If you have any questions on how to calculate that return on net worth and how to look at it and how to make it evolve and how to make it change and how to make it grow, again, Mine was 0.00772. I'd have to look. I got it written down, but that's what it was 8 years ago. Today, it is much greater than that. It is refreshing. It is a life change. And that is all because I learned how to invest in real estate, how I learned how to set up real estate assets that pay me monthly, pay me quarterly, and they grow. The net worth grows, and I continue to reinvest that into more and more real estate, again, growing that return on net worth. But if you have any questions, ask Mike at luinc.com. Ask Mike at luinc.com. Please feel free to reach out. If you're just now tuning in and you want to pick up the earlier part of this show, you can find us on the website, lifestylesunlimited.com. Just click on the radio button there, scroll down, type in Mike Harrison in the search bar down at the bottom. You'll find all my shows. But if you don't want to do that search, you'll find not only my show, but you'll find the shows from the other hosts there, as well as the Del Walmsley shows will be there. You can find us on your favorite podcast app, and you can find us on the YouTube channel. We have a YouTube channel. If you go to YouTube, type in Lifestyles Unlimited, you'll find our channel. Now, how did I even learn about this return on net worth equation? Because no one had ever spoke to me about, hey, grow your net worth and then make your net worth pay you. That's completely different from what, I was a corporate guy, from what I was taught. What I was taught was save, 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 put that money into stocks and bonds and investments, let it grow in your 401k and your IRA. When you're old, you can pull it out. Your taxes will be lower, blah, blah, blah. Everything they tell you, your cost of living will be less. That's the biggest lie right there. But that's what we're all taught. And then you just pull a little bit out of that. That's not working for American society, my friends. That's why when I found out about return on net worth, it was a paradigm shift for me. It was a change in my life. It did make a difference in my life when I started paying attention to it. But how did I learn? Well, essentially, first thing I did, I knew I needed to learn more about real estate, and I went into a free workshop at Lifestyles Unlimited. Again, 8 years ago, you can find that free workshop if you go to freeworkshoplivestream.com, freeworkshoplivestream.com. It's not a webinar. Plug it in, check it out, sit in there. You're able to ask questions. Sit in with your spouse. Sit in with your best friend, your neighbor, a friend from work. Ask questions. They'll explain in the free workshop how we make money, 5 ways in real estate, 6 ways in investing in apartment communities. Again, growing that return on net worth. We're investing, we're not saving. Now, if you like what they say, you can join Lifestyles Unlimited. That's givemetotalfreedom.com. Givemetotalfreedom.com. If you use promo code SAVEBIG, it's only $297. My friends, $297 is the cost of a nice dinner out, literally. But as a member, you can go to that 2-day, 16-hour class, the Financial Freedom Seminar. That's the class I was sitting in May 18th, 2013, when I learned the concept about this return on net worth. It changed everything. I want to discuss W-2 income for a minute before we circle back to return on net worth, because it does play a little part in here. The American psyche is fascinated by individuals that have huge paychecks. CEOs, rock stars, rappers, athletes. We see it in every aspect of our life. It is fed to us, these individuals that are making huge money. I'm still amazed. I love football, primarily college football, but I am still amazed at some of the contracts that athletes sign. And I'm not throwing darts at them by any means. I mean, the teams are making billions of dollars. You can pay the athletes, the stars, big money. Yeah, go for it. But people are hyped up into this thing about what people make. They're making millions and millions of dollars. But I want you to understand something. And more importantly, I want you to teach this to your children or young people in your life. A paycheck is not wealth. A paycheck is not wealth. W-2 income is not wealth. I don't care if you're making 300 grand a year, 400 grand a year, a million a year. It doesn't mean you're wealthy. It just means you have a high-paying job. in the earlier segments, when I was asking you to calculate return on net worth, did I ask you to include W-2 income, or the promise of future bonus or commissions in your salary? No. Salary is not wealth. It's unpredictable. It's here today. It's gone tomorrow. Again, look at the athletes, right? They might get paid $10 million a year, and then they're cut, and then they're out, or they can be injured at any time, or their career could end at any time. They made huge jack, but did they keep it? Were they able to invest it? Ask any upper-level corporate partner, corporate principal. People get fired. Companies go out of business. Corporations change. Pay plans change. Skill requirements for jobs change. Technology reduces and replaces many jobs. A paycheck is not wealth. I used to think it was. I did pretty good at times, corporately. I thought, man, yeah. But again, what's the old saying? It's not what you make, it's what you save. I would even amend that saying, and it would be better if you said, it's not what you make, it's what you invest. Because we don't want to save our way to retirement. You can't do that. You need to invest your way to retirement. But even that saying's not correct, because invest is going to confuse people. People think stocks and bonds and mutual funds and the paid-off home is an investment. I will tell you it's not. Feel free to send me an email, askmike@luinc.com. I'm happy to debate that. I've done hours upon hours of shows proving that that's not an investment. Anyway, continuing on, the saying would be much better. It's not what you make, it's how much you cash flow. My friends, cash flow is everything. That's return on net worth. What is your net worth paying you monthly? What is it paying you quarterly? What is it paying you annually? Cash flow. Do you cash flow? That should be a bumper sticker. Do you cash flow? Cash flow is the return portion of return on net worth. Again, stocks aren't paying you. Mutual funds aren't paying you. Your house isn't paying you. Those are not investments. The definition of an investment is it must cash flow. Now, if you had told me that a house and mutual funds were not investments in 2013, prior to that May 18th Financial Freedom Seminar that I took, well, I would have wholeheartedly disagreed with you. I would have. But when you look at this equation, this return on net worth, this calculation, mathematical calculation, we realize through that calculation that those are not investments. Those are not investments. My friends, we'll be right back. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're going to continue talking about the paradigm shift that changed my life, return on net worth. My name is Mike Harrison.
We sold one of my wife's properties and actually did a 1031 exchange, and we bought three brand new builds in Fort Worth. So right now, collectively, we have three of her inherited properties and then three properties in Fort Worth that we've done through Lifestyles.
And you turn one property into three, tripling your cash flow.
Exactly.
Yep.
Well done.
Learn to increase your cash flow. Register for the workshop at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
My name's Mike Harrison. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, where, as always, we're working on your financial freedom, and a big part of financial freedom is understanding return on net worth. It is the most important financial calculation that I've ever been exposed to in my life. And I was in my mid-40s when I first was exposed to this calculation, frankly. Dale Walmsley right there in the financial freedom class, had us calculate our return on net worth, which is essentially passive income. What is your passive income on a monthly basis divided by your net worth? Let me just give you a real basic example of that. Let's say your net worth, everything that you have, is $100,000. And you put that into a passive apartment community investment. And that's what we do here at Lifestyles Unlimited. If you're new, feel free to reach out to me. But let's say you put that into an apartment community, and that is what we teach here. And that investment pays you 8% annually, cash on cash return on your $100,000. Then your return on your net worth, if your net worth is only $100,000, is 8%. Now that's incredible. That if that was everything that you had and you were earning 8%, that is a very, very strong percentage of your net worth. Now that $8,000 annually is not going to retire you, but what if you had 10 of those deals? Do you see where I'm going? If you had $1 million in net worth and it was paying you 8% annually cash on cash, that's $80,000. I think a lot of people could live off of $80,000. Tax-free, by the way. That probably sweetens the pot for many of you out there. We're not paying taxes on our returns. We're not paying taxes on our passive income that's coming in. We're setting the deal up properly. We're doing cost segregation. We're depreciating those investments. And another thing to understand is when we invest in real estate, we don't spend the money in the true sense. We invest it. The $100,000 never goes away. It's in the deal. You'll see it again later when the deal is sold. You might see part of it when there's a refinance event within the deal. But you'll remember earlier in the show when I was discussing my own first calculation, again, May 18th, 2013, 0.007. That's what it was that day. And then once I understood the concept and I was able to convert essentially my wealth from what I thought were assets, but I realized they were assets. What I thought were investments. They weren't investments per se. A lot of it was speculation, stocks and bonds. But I was able to convert what I had into real estate assets and continued that path for 8 years. And I can tell you today, my return on net worth is many, many times greater. So if you get a chance at some point, if you're listening to me later on today or in the next couple of days, sit down, just take a piece of paper and take 10 minutes and figure out what your return on net worth is. Engage your spouse. It's an interesting equation when you see it. What are you getting paid for your net worth? And a lot of people are always like, well, why do I need to get paid on my net worth? I'm just going to save until I retire. Maybe. There's a lot of items that can go wrong in that plan. A lot of items that can go wrong. But this was the paradigm shift. And it's that principle that's completely opposite of what we're taught. I can tell you what I was taught, from the age 20 or so, and it was reinforced by my parents, by my father, by people I worked with, by human resource managers, by peers at work. But it was save, do without, scrimp, feed a 401k. If you don't have a 401k, feed your IRA to the greatest extent possible, preferably at a rate of 20% of your salary. Now, I know there's caps on IRAs, but if you have that 401k, you can put more into it. Start early. That was the other thing they taught me. Start early. If you come late to the plan, you're going to miss out on the best part, because the best part is after 30 or 40 years of doing this. And then they tell you, well, you've accumulated a great sum of money, my friend. Then you can look at retirement. Well, how do we do retirement? Well, they say, well, you just pull 4% of that sum and you live off of it. Okay. So you're thinking you're 20 years old and you're like, wow, if I can save $1 million, then that would pay me $40,000 a year to live on. But what they don't tell you is that $40,000 is taxable. you're young. You think, wow, that's a lot of money. That's more money than I'm making now. But then later on, you're 30, you're 35, you've got kids, you're 40, and you start looking at that plan. You're like, wow, $40,000 isn't going to cut it. How can I get to $80,000 a year? Well, you need to save $2 million. And if you need $120,000 a year, you need to save $3 million. You see what I'm saying? They tell you you can pull 4% out of that nest egg. And theoretically, no one guarantees it, you'll never depreciate what you've saved. Boy, that's a risky plan. You know what my problem was? I was always a participant during this time. Always participated to the full extent. Put off family vacations even at times, or scrimped here and there. My wife's a trooper. I love her. She was right there with me. Yes, this is the plan. This is what we're going to do. But I was always a skeptic because I could see prices would go up every year, every few years. Things would get more expensive. Taxes, greater burden. Healthcare was becoming more expensive. So I knew in the back of my mind, they always tell you that you're going to live on less because you're old. You need less. You're old. And I was just that skeptic. I was just that guy, thankfully. And that's when I started to look at real estate, and I bought some real estate within a self-directed IRA. I thought that was the greatest thing ever. It's better than what I was doing, but just not that effective. But then I found myself in that Lifestyles Unlimited class taught by Dale Walmsley, May 18th, 2013. And he starts talking about making your net worth work for you as opposed to you working for your net worth. It was opposite. It's so simple, actually. But here's my million-dollar question, literally, for you, my friends. How do you start the process? If you do the equation and you say, okay, Harrison, you're right, we do need to get a greater return on our net worth. How do we start? In a nutshell, it's very simple. I'll tell you, the process is a bit more tedious and it takes time. I've been doing it for 8 years and I'm still doing it. But it's simple in that you need to convert your net worth, whatever that is, into real estate assets, into cash flowing real estate assets. Don't do this willy-nilly. Get educated, learn how to do it properly, but start that conversion process. And as you do, that percentage of your net worth will begin to grow. Your net worth begins paying you, literally. So debt equity in your home, if you're sitting on a ton of debt equity in your home, it's not doing you anything. Refinance, whatever you need to do. Free that cash, get involved in real estate investing, get involved in some real estate assets, whether it's apartment communities or single family homes. We teach both. I can't tell you one path is better than another path. I've done both, but certain paths are better for people. It just depends on where you are. You'll know once you get involved. Stocks, bonds, mutual funds. Convert them into cash flowing assets. Savings account. If you're sitting on a ton of cash right now, that's a dangerous position, my friends. With the inflationary economy that we have, sitting on cash is not a good idea. Not a good idea. Convert that cash. Put those dollars to work. Precious assets. Some of you got gold, silver, jewelry. You're sitting on that. It's not doing any good, my friends. You're speculating. Well, gold's going to be worth X one day. Is it? I don't know, but I know that those houses that I buy, they keep going up in value. I know those apartment communities that I invest in, they keep going up in value. And oh, by the way, they're cutting me a check. What about that motorcycle you have in the garage that you ride three times a year, and before you ride it, you got to wipe all the dust off of it? Really? Sell it. Convert it. You can go get you another motorcycle later when you're financially free. You got a boat in storage? Hadn't been on that boat in 6 months? Oh, I know you love it. Sell it. Sell it. Sell those toys. Get past that. Turn all that into monthly dividends and checks. You will thank me. And lastly, and this is going to be the most difficult for the majority of you, cash out the 401k and the IRA. Do it. Pay the penalty. pay the taxes. You're going to pay the taxes anyway. And grow that return on net worth. My friends, then you'll understand it's not the money. It's the lifestyle. I'll see you next week. My name's Mike Harrison. Make it a great day.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.